everybody. America, tonight, the name of this show, listening across the land or somewhere else, welcome to it. I'm Kate Delaney. We're going to talk a lot about the photograph. Which photograph am I talking about? Of course, the photograph of Bin Laden, his death portrait, where half of his head apparently is missing. The world won't get to see that photo. The president decided, not going to happen. We don't spike the football. A lot of people have thoughts on that photograph and whether or not it should be released. For my money, I think it should be. It is the money shot. And it's the photograph that might not bring closure to the people who lost family members on 9/11, but it'll sure make them feel good. After nearly 10 years and the promises of getting Bin Laden, hunting him down, offering a bounty on his head, the questions abound is, okay, we hear about the SEAL, the Navy SEAL team and what they did, and we hear about the burial at sea, according to Islamic tradition, within 24 hours, nobody would take the body, the Saudis wouldn't take the body. But why can't we see the photograph? Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, talked about the photograph not being released.
It is not in our national security interest to allow those images, as has been in the past, been the case, to become icons to rally opinion against the United States. The president's number one priority is the safety and security of American citizens at home and Americans abroad.
Okay,
the respect that was shown to him and his body was far greater than the respect that Osama bin Laden showed to the victims on 9/11 or any of his other victims. And that's because that's who we are.
The president, to be sure, as I was saying, has said, we don't spike the football. We don't operate that way. We're not that kind of a people. So we don't need to do this to incite any kind of potential violence. What's interesting is photographs have been picked up by Reuters. They were taken an hour after the assault on that compound in Abbottabad. In Pakistan, they show three dead men lying in pools of blood, is how it's been described. I did see one of the photographs. They showed it on some program, so that's obviously floating around. And it was taken by a Pakistani security person who went to the compound after the raid on Monday. And there were two men dressed in Pakistani garb, one in a T-shirt, and they had blood streaming from their ears, noses, and mouths. None of them were Bin Laden. The money shot, as I described it, is Bin Laden. But it's not going to be released because it might incite violence and be used as an Al-Qaeda propaganda tool, according to the Prez, who does an exclusive interview with 60 Minutes and talks to Steve Croft about more reasons why. He did say he thinks that the graphic nature of the photos would create some national security risk. Wow. How many people want to see that photograph? Raise your hand. I have my special infrared glasses, and I can see who's raising their hand. I have a feeling a lot of you are doing just that. By the way, what about the families? Everybody keeps talking about the families who lost somebody on 9/11 almost 10 years ago. The president is meeting with the families. He is going to Ground Zero on a Thursday, and this is what Carney said about the trip.
The president thinks it's entirely fitting and appropriate to visit the site of Ground Zero in the wake of this significant and cathartic moment for the American people. And he wants to lay a wreath to honor the victims, to honor the first responders who so courageously rushed to the scene and in many cases gave their own lives, to try to save others, to honor the spirit of unity of, in America that we all felt in the wake of that terrible attack. I think the power of that requires no words. And he will also meet with families of the victims and first responders in private.
All right, there is some more controversy besides the photograph. There's controversy from the Indian world over the use of the word Geronimo. The Senate Indian panel is going to discuss their concerns. They don't know when they're going to do it, but they're trying to schedule a hearing on racial stereotypes and saying in the case of Osama bin Laden, they're appalled by the use of Geronimo, the Apache leader's moniker, as a code name for this operation. And many Native Americans are calling for an apology. What do you think? Too much? Too over the top? It's, any more? You just can't refer to the Indians in those kind of terms. In sports, it's been a big controversy. You know, the tomahawk chop, they stopped doing that with the Braves. They don't like the name the Braves. Florida State had an Indian that would go out on horseback, and that was sort of their symbol during the games. They didn't like that. I don't know. Do they have a point? Is it painting a portrait that's unacceptable of the Indian world? I think you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. In the case of Geronimo, I guarantee they were not thinking, oh, are we being insensitive here? And certainly the word has come up now because it was the code name that meant that bin Laden was taken down. Do you think that this is over the top or no? They should do that. If they want to talk about it, they should schedule a hearing on it. I will tell you that I have some Indian members in my family, and I asked them if they thought it was too over the top, and they laughed and said no. They didn't think so. They thought it was just a name that was given, and it's not significant. It's not taking down the Indian world a peg or Geronimo by using that name. Now, the people in my family that I talk to are like 1/16th Indian, and they're removed from, they're not living somewhere on a reservation. They're not living someplace among Indian tribes. So there might be a different reaction in that case, and that's why they're going to handle this. So here we go. We got the photograph, and whether or not you think fair or foul that the president is not releasing it. 800-259-5791. And Geronimo, too over the top or are we too sensitive these days? What say you, America? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Odds and ends, believe it or not, more than controversy surrounding the death of Osama bin Laden are happening around this great nation. Some of them kind of sad. We'll jump to those in a second. Let's go to Rick, though, in Illinois first. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I am insulted by Geronimo, but if they send me a check for $500,000, I'll get over it real fast.
I knew you had something up your sleeve. You were going to drop the other show. Thanks.
But, no, I don't need to see no photos. I'm going to take Obama at his word. I don't think they faked this because, like Don said, he could pop up somewhere else on TV. He says, and here I am, make fun of everybody. I'm still alive, you know, so I think he's dead in urgency. That's good enough for me, but,
I agree. He wouldn't take that risk. It'd be stupid. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense. He's going to New York tomorrow. Why would he put himself out more like that?
Right, he wouldn't.
The country, if it's fake, you know, made it all up and all that. But,
yeah.
But he ended up charactering to invite Bush to go with him, but Bush declined. But that shows a good character in him.
In Bush not going, you mean?
No, and Obama inviting him to go with him.
Oh, yeah.
He invited Obama, Bush.
He did.
To New York with him, but Bush declined, which I can see Bush declining that, but, you know, that just shows what kind of a character guy he has in him. He's a stand-up guy. But anyway, are we done the Kentucky Derby?
Kentucky Derby is tomorrow in the third hour. You sound so dejected. Okay. I think we have some horses in the barn somewhere. Do we have some horses in the barn somewhere waiting? They're waiting to come out. That's Uncle Mo.
Are you going there?
No, I've been to many Kentucky Derbies, but I'm not going. I wish I was. It'd be fun.
I thought you might get you a hat like Fergie's daughter's had and wear one of them things.
With antlers on them, that would look really attractive on me.
Wouldn't that look nice, that pants they wore.
I don't think so.
Well, I have to stop by and the racetrack in my paper and find out who to pick. So.
All right, you pick. Remember, you're picking win, place, and show.
Yeah.
We'll see how you do.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. 20 horses. So he did a little promo for us. For everybody listening, you need to do this because this will be fun. And you can also email us your picks, too, only during the hour. In our third hour, in our very next show, the Kentucky Derby Challenge. Win, place, and show. See if anyone can get it. Let me just say this. If you do get win, place, and show, you really need to make a bet on that. Even if you're not a gambling kind of person. Because it is pretty hard to do. That's why if you do it, it's pretty big deal. Bragging rights. You get to do a segment on the air with me. Right now in the background, Donovan's just shaking his head. I'm certain of it at the mothership. I am so confident that nobody will do this. I mean, you get a little prize, too. But the big deal is you get to do a whole segment with me. 10 minutes of radio. If you win the Kentucky Derby Challenge. I said we were going to fill you in odds and ends. Okay, here's a couple of wild odds and ends. Remember a guy named Jackie Cooper? Anyone. Actor. Of course, you have to go into your way back machine. If you're in your 20s and you're saying Jackie Cooper, even with cameo appearances and whatnot, Jackie Cooper wouldn't be on your radar. 88 years old. He's dead. And back in the day, Jackie Cooper was on a lot of people's, let's say, radar. And his death marks, you know, old Hollywood. There's a changing, I don't want to say changing of the guard. That sounds weird to say that. But there is a change in Hollywood because you're seeing. He was in Our Gang, by the way. He was a Superman. He was in Superman, if you ever rent the old Superman, which was really pretty good. He was in that. You see what happened, Liz Taylor dying, and there are these things called Deadpools, people in Hollywood with too much time on their hands, these photographers probably for TMZ. And he is part of that older generation. That during his time, he set the world on fire. He'd be like any of the probably young studs you see now in the movies, like in those Twilight movies. He'd be equivalent to them, let's say. So Jackie Cooper dead at the age of 88. Our Gang, he was a cute little kid in Our Gang. If you ever go back and watch TV Land and you look at the Our Gang series, it's kind of fun to do. You'll see Jackie Cooper when he was just a young child. There is a rival television program to American Idol, and I actually like the concept. I don't watch a lot of this kind of mindless tube. Not that I'm knocking it. It's great release for a lot of people. I'm not into the reality thing, and the singing deal I know is good for a lot of people, but okay, the point of telling you this is this new show is a little different, a different twist than American Idol because you have a couple of famous people that turn their back to the person singing. So they don't know what they look like. They don't know what they're doing, how they're performing. They're just totally listening to their voice. I think it's a genius thing to do. It's a good way to get ratings, and it's pretty cheap, I would imagine, to produce. The Voice was seen by 12.4 million viewers in its second week, so it's up 10%. That's pretty good. The second episode to get that many. And it had the rating was a 5.6 preliminary rating among the coveted group of adults 18 to 49. That's a really big jump. But can it sustain itself? You know, you've got these coaches that are in swivel chairs and now they're getting out of the swivel chair, I guess, but you want to compare the number. You look at some of the other television shows like Biggest Loser, 7.4 million. NCIS had 17.3 and so on and so forth. A lot of people watch this show called Glee on Fox, and that had 8.6 million. So that's a big, that's a pretty big couple of weeks debut for this new show called The Voice going up against American Idol. I like the concept better of not focusing on all the other stuff, but just focusing on The Voice. This is a big story for odds and ends. NASA, the Endeavour launch is postponed again until after May 10th. It's interesting. It's what I said that's so tricky when you try to go and see a launch. So I'm so jealous of all of you that live on the Space Coast listening to us on WMEL. You just go in your backyard and see it. But for people who make the trek there to Mecca to see, because it's like Mecca for space geeks, it's cool. So the Endeavour, if they had gone, if you had gone, you would have missed it. It was scrubbed because they had an electrical problem. And now they're saying the next liftoff could be maybe May 13th. It's going to be the final flight for that shuttle. And Mark Kelly is the commander of that craft. His wife is Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who traveled to Florida to watch the shuttle go up. Remember, she, I have to tell you the story. Does everyone know her name? Shot in the head back in the beginning of January, an assassination attempt at a public event in Tucson. She's rehabbing. She was good enough to go. They thought she was well enough to go to the launch. She did. But unfortunately, NASA technicians are looking at what caused the circuit to the circuit. They had a short circuit. It was supposed to go on April 29th, so they're trying to figure out the cause of the circuit that shorted out. And like I said, this is the final shot in space for the Endeavour. So that, trust me, they want to get it right. And that's why you have these delays. Can't send them up if there's some kind of a problem with a switch or a circuit or, you know, whatever. So now that process has been pushed back. Much to the chagrin, I think, of a lot of people who went there, because it was going to be standing room only in and around NASA that day, as there's only one shuttle left after this one. Too bad. But they'll get it right. They'll fix it up. They'll re-rack it. So easy. Just live on the Space Coast. You just look up into the sky, and then you see, they postponed it again. How many times that they've had to make that call? We're postponing the launch. Kind of could figure that out. Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 400.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
I doubt you'll be getting any virgins where you're headed. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As you can imagine, I use the word water cooler buzz. So what's the water cooler buzz? A lot of it still has to do with Bin Laden, but we move on with our lives, and there are other things happening as well. We'll get to that. And we also have another edition of We Can Count. Remember, you can always join the party. I don't care what your political stripes are. Just have an opinion. 800-259-5791. Or let me say it backwards, 1-975-952-00800. Tricked you. Somebody asked me today, could you say the number backwards? Whatever. 800-259-5791. Are you kidding? I have dyslexia when it comes to numbers, if there is such a thing. Coming up on our next show, don't forget about our Kentucky Derby Challenge. That's in our third hour. Also, we have our cheap movie review coming out. The movies are starting to get better as you get closer to Memorial Day in the summer. That's just the way it happens. They break them in that direction in the summer and in the wintertime when it comes to the holidays because they know people have off. So I've been seeing commercials for Thor, Jumping the Broom. Looks kind of interesting. Something Borrowed, Chick Flick. But we'll give you more details on that in our next show. Let's talk about this spinoff of now what's happened in light of Osama bin Laden being declared gone. So what does that mean as far as security is concerned? And who's in charge of security? Well, the TSA, Transportation Security Administration head, John Pistole, talked about mass transit being really a focus because you've got unknown threats that are still hanging around, even though currently there's really no specific threats. Take a listen to the thread as he testified before the House Committee on Homeland Security.
A critical component of TSA security efforts for mass transit and passenger rail is our partnership, the partnerships we have with industry and local and regional stakeholders. The DHS's Transit Security Grant Program is currently the primary vehicle providing funding for security enhancements to eligible transit agencies supporting state and local government initiatives to improve security. I think we are in one of those periods of time where there are so many unknowns, so many variables, that we are all trying to ensure that we are vigilant as to those things that have not come up on the intelligence community or law enforcement community's radar. Without going into detail, there are no specific threats to mass or rail transit right now in the U.S. So I think it's a relative assessment as to are we more vulnerable now or less. The bottom line is we are concerned today, just as we were yesterday and will be tomorrow, that terrorists are trying to hurt us, to try to kill us in any means and mode that they can, and recognizing that transportation is one of those key vulnerabilities.
Yeah, speaking of vulnerabilities, remember the whole hubbub over waterboarding? In fact, there's still a couple of jokes that are floating around about waterboarding. But it was a big deal during the tail end of the Bush administration heading into the Obama folks when they occupied 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Remember all of that and the Attorney General Eric Holder vowing to get justice and all that sort of stuff, and then the conversation about we don't do that. That's not how we get information. It's torture. You can't do that. It's torture, torture, torture. What's so interesting and somehow has been lost, I think, as part of the conversation. We did touch on it, and some of you sent me emails about it. But I go back in my mind, and I think of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and I think about how many times he was reportedly waterboarded. Oh, and, you know, that's not what we do, and we don't get anything out of that information anyway. Well, baloney, because his interrogation led to the Courier, who then led the CIA to bin Laden's compound in Pakistan, where he had been, they believe, maybe 5-6 years. This whole crap about him being in a cave, maybe at one point, but he was in a million-dollar spot when they found him. And there were people who knew how many and all that, who knows. How many people were afraid, who knows. But they waterboarded KSM. They got that information. And it led, ultimately, to Osama bin Laden. So it's interesting. What if Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had been executed? And remember, one of the things the president said is he told the 9/11 families that he wouldn't have a civilian, that he wouldn't seek a civilian trial for Mohammed. But it looked like that was going to happen in New York, the whole stuff with Eric Holder pushing for it, and then ultimately Bloomberg, who was doing the same thing, realizing, oh, we have to pay for this. What about security? Ooh, this could be a nightmare. How many blocks we're going to have to cordon off? How many policemen and special force type guys am I going to have down there? How vulnerable would the city be? And they realized, ooh, I should have thought about this a little bit more. But here's the bottom line. Regardless of the whole Guantanamo thing and the arguments over that, just waterboarding itself. No waterboarding, it does not lead to, I think, at least the way it played out, to that courier who ultimately led them to bin Laden. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Yeah, I've been laying back and just chilling out and listening and not calling because I'm trying to absorb all the information. You know, I don't want to sound like a kook or not even a kook. I shouldn't even say that. I shouldn't denigrate myself that way. You know, I always go from topic to topic. I actually wanted to call you tonight about NATO's new headquarters in Europe. I read an article about it, American Spectator, and how much money it's costing, and the quotes that they made about how NATO is having the control over American troops and getting them killed all over the world because they're looking for a reason to still exist. The NATO organization.
Sure.
But I'm sorry for going off on that tangent because I told you, screener. As you know, I work in a city and I have a lot to do with mass transit. You just played Pistoli of the TSA.
Uh-huh.
That guy scares the hell out of me, and let me tell you why. They're going to put these body scanners and these feeler upper people, the TSA, in the subways on Amtrak. Or they're going to try. And what scares me the most, I'm not a 9/11 truther, but if they want, look, it's a known fact that the underwear bomber, I've heard countless people talk about how this guy was stopped and he was put on the plane so that Chertoff, rapid scan, and these people could sell their billion-dollar machines to every airport. They got their freaking hands in six-year-old pants. They're not doing any type of profiling. Where you say, where are you going off on a tangent for? This is the reason why. They're going to hit Amtrak. Maybe they'll hit Chicago's Metro. God forbid they hit Long Island Railroad. Either the real terrorist or the government's going to do it so they can force their way and having a TSA into our more ingrained in our life. That's why it frightens me. I may not survive the terrorist attack, whether it's real or created. This is amazing. This is this civilian police force that Obama talked about to get, you know, walking down the street. Look, this is the truth. I hope your people that are listening to me don't think I'm just spouting stuff that Alex Jones says, because other experts have said the same thing. They got mobile vans, X-ray vans that can.
Oh, we know about the mobile vans. We've talked about that. Absolutely.
Well,
they have
acclimated to the fact that, hey, we can't trust anybody. The terrorists are everywhere. It's amazing. That now that this guy supposedly is dead, and I'm not even going to that. I'll call you tomorrow about that, about the what I don't believe, but it's not important what I believe. But I'm telling you, there's going to be some kind of it's a perfect storm. They can blame it on Zawahiri. They can blame it on some terrorists in the Philippines. And they can say, well, you see, America, now we have to have the scanners at mass transit. This is like a freaking Nazi Germany police state, and I'm not going overboard. As someone who works in mass transit, it took 10 years for the pilots to say, this is enough. I work for American Airlines or whatever. I'm going around these damn body scanners. You let us have the pistols on the plane, and now you got to feel up flight attendants. No, this is who we are. We're not the threat. Are they going to have that same loophole for mass transit of people? And even beyond that, there has to be a massive civil disobedience, because they're going to put these things in, they're going to hurt us first, and then they're going to say, see, we need it. This is amazing. They're not getting away from us. They're sticking their freaking hands in every aspect of our life, Kate, and I'm not frightened. I'm more pissed off than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't handle it, and I'll leave it there. Thanks, babe.
All right, I'm going to pick up where Mark left off. Here's what I agree about the TSA. I think TSA is more backward than you can imagine, and they have a license to do ridiculous things. There's no common sense when it comes to the TSA. He mentioned the six-year-old. I wrote a column about it. You probably might have seen it if you went to the network website, and it's ridiculous. You don't grope a three-year-old baby, because that also happened, or a six-year-old. She's not a terrorist. They frightened the poor girl to death where she walks away and wants to know what she did wrong. And I think he's right. The body scanners, to me, are way over the top. Stay with us. We can count next.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Yeah, how about that line? The whole world's come undone. Some people feel that way. With the death of Osama bin Laden, it raises more questions than gives us answers. You might feel the same way. You know what to do. Flip me your thoughts. Go to the website, americatonight.net. Hit the email and let it rip. Let's hear what you have to say about some of the questions we've raised in the last couple of days. Many people are questioning the timing of it. It's easy to be cynical. And the day after, the day it happened and the day after, I got to say, people that called this show were pretty good about it. They were chest beating and excited. And now, upon further review and not releasing the photo and a plethora of other questions, yeah, some people are starting to wonder, what does it all mean? Mark goes off the pier and off the edge a little bit when he calls the show, and he thinks that ultimately we're going to have military law, it sounds like. I hope not. And if I were a betting person, I'm going to say no. But you can never be too diligent about what's happening in your nation, because after all, it is a government by the people and for the people. Often we forget that. The politicians only have the power we give them. They're elected. They're public servants. You elect the people and put them there. So never think that you're not represented. You just have to have a bigger voice. That's how you don't allow things to happen that you don't want to see destroy this great country. So let your voices be heard. There's power in numbers. There's power to the people. Call those congressmen and women. Call that senator. Most people will just lay in the weeds, and sit back and watch reality TV. What you do is you write yourself a note. You ring that office. You register a complaint. If everybody did that, there's over, 300 million people in the United States. And if you whittle it down to what the real true voting bloc would be, and enough people put pressure on the people we elect, things would change. Think even in recent memory how things have been altered because of voices. Whether you like the Tea Party or you don't like the Tea Party, that was a grassroots effort. That started over people not being happy, especially about the healthcare situation that was being rammed down everybody's throat. Then all of a sudden, it didn't get passed so easily. There were meetings. There were people complaining. There were people asking questions. Started to stand up. Started to say, I don't like this. I want to know more about it. And then would find out from their congressperson, I can't answer that question. How many times do we hear that? You have to have a thick skin to be in the political game. And you, I think, have to remember that these are public servants. Public servants. That's what they do. They represent you. So don't be afraid to take 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, to call up and complain. Trust me, they log all those calls. They log them all. All right, without further ado, let's roll to We Can Count. I can't sing the song for you, so it's all the numbers. Somebody with a better voice could probably do it better than I could, but you get what We Can Count is all about. We Can Count is about numbers, and we have a lot of numbers to throw at you, stories with numbers in them that are relatable. One, we're all about polls here, right? So in looking at the polls, here's one as far as approval numbers are concerned. CBS New York Times did a poll on Obama and the presidency. And what they found is that Americans are happy with the prez for killing Osama bin Laden, this brand new poll. So I'm going to reiterate this again because I think I've gone over this once before. The president's approval rating goes up to 57. It was 46 2 weeks ago. But when it comes to the economy, if we drill it down a little more specifically, only 34% of Americans approve of how Obama is handling it, the lowest in his presidency. 55% disapprove of his economic performance. And those are pretty interesting, telling numbers. Does it ultimately come back to the economy? And if we're paying $6, $7 for gas, I'll say it again, yeah, he would be in trouble because nobody wants to pay $7 for gas in the United States. They don't want to pay it. I don't want to pay it. I don't want to pay it. And that's where you'll start to hear people complain. We don't want to forget about Iraq and what's happening in Afghanistan besides this, besides Pakistan and getting bin Laden. A suicide bomber. See, they never quit, right? Iraqi folks are saying a suicide bomber driving a car crashed into a barrier outside a police building in central Iraq, killed 10 people. The police were changing shifts. They knew it on Thursday. In an area south of Baghdad, the blast knocked over those barriers that surrounded the building, and 30 people were wounded. So that's 40 people that got hit, 10 killed, but 40 altogether. That's pretty high, and that's high for that, and pretty chaotic, I would say. That's a pretty interesting number. Continuing with We Can Count. How about this story? There are states, as you know, asking, I mentioned healthcare earlier, states asking the U.S. court to overturn healthcare. About 24 states, in fact, are challenging the healthcare law. So where are we with that? They urged a U.S. appeals court on Wednesday to strike down the administration's law, arguing that it exceeds the federal government's powers. So the motion was filed on behalf of 26 states. It urged the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta to uphold a Florida federal judge's ruling that overhauls the requirements, that it's unconstitutional. The judge said Congress cannot require nearly all Americans to carry health insurance. We already know that. So allowing the law to go forward, the states argued, in fact, in their filing, almost 70 pages, that it would set a troubling precedent and would imperil individual liberty, ready for this, render Congress's other powers superfluous, and allow Congress to usurp the general police power reserved to the states. So far, three federal judges, all Democratic appointees, have upheld the law. Vinson and the Virginia judge, both Republican appointees, ruled against it. So this is an interesting one to follow. And that filing is about a month on the heels of the Justice Department formally appealing Vinson's ruling. That was the Florida judge arguing that Congress had the power to require most people to buy health insurance or face tax penalties because Congress has the authority to regulate interstate business. Oh, this is sticky. It is creepy to me, the forced health deal. You have to have health care or we're taxing you. I think some people, because it won't be affordable enough, it won't work out, they'll just say, catch me if you can, and take the penalty, because they don't want to pony up the money for the health care they can't afford. That's something to think about.